Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from New Orleans with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that the Beef Council is really excited about a brand new partnership just unveiled with videos with professional basketball player Steven Adams.
We have three videos at this point. One, well, I call it more of a featurette. It's a three-minute video, and it features Jeremy Kinder as the rancher and taking Steven on a day at the ranch, and there's the barbecue, and there's a pickup game, and there's chores, and then them riding off into the sunset. We also have two shorter videos that are really more for social media, and it's about, you know, how beef fuels his play, inspires strength through the essential nutrients provided from beef.
And the videos show Steven Adams enjoying his beef.
So be like Steven Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We continue our coverage from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention here in New Orleans, powered by Corteva AgriScience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C., talking with us today. One of the issues that really surfaced a year ago when the cattle industry met in Phoenix was this cell-based meat, or as the NCBA likes to call it. Colin, I know ever since the cattle producers adopted that as a priority, that you've been working on it, trying to make sure that the industry is fully represented.
Yeah, that's right. A year ago was when we passed our policy to make this a priority issue. And it's been a lot of fun working this. There are very few issues that we have the luxury of working on where not only the members understand what it is we're doing, but also the general consumer kind of has an idea of what's going on. And generally, the overall yuck factor behind fake meat is definitely something that's helped us move forward with our ask. And that ask was for USDA to have a role in the daily inspection of this product, but more importantly, for USDA to be able to approve the labels. So that way, these companies cannot use the term clean meat in labeling their product. And we were successful in getting that done. Now, the FDA still has a part in this, and they're going to look at the overall technology and try to make sure it's safe. But we really wanted USDA engaged, and that's what we got.
And I guess there's some states out there that are kind of maybe even up in the ante a little bit in as far as the definition that can be used as far as these products are concerned.
Yeah, there's a lot of states talking with their constituents and trying to look at legislation that would really go out and protect that term beef, in a lot of cases meat. And for us, that is a good thing, because that's going to be the next fight on the federal side, is what can they actually call it? And we have to protect our terms. And the term that means the most to us is beef, and that's our priority. Let's protect that term beef, because we do not want to find ourselves in the same situation that our friends in the dairy industry have been dealing with. And so these state pieces of legislation, I think, will be helpful with that.
Well, it was interesting that even some of the, like, muscle cuts, in other words, some of the things that we associate immediately with beef, for ribeye, filet, these kind of things are hopefully going to be protected too.
Yes, absolutely. We're looking at the whole slate of nomenclature for our products to make sure that there's no way that the consumer is going to be, you know, duped by this product. But we still don't have a specific definition for this product yet. As I said, that's going to be a big part of 2019, is determining what should this be called.
Senior VP for Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz from New Orleans. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.